This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Bonnie.
And nobody.
So there is a story that I've been mentioning on the air. We hadn't gotten around to it, so it's finally time to do that. The latest from Kim.com. Who is Kim.com? Nobody? Do you know who this guy is?
Nobody knows who this guy is. Oh, no, that was Satoshi. Kim.com is a New Zealand dude who started, what was it called?
Mega Upload.
Is it a cult?
And, I don't think so.
No, it's a file sharing service.
Yeah, you could upload whatever files you wanted up to some number of gigabytes, and people would use it for things like uploading DVDs and music and things that weren't legal to upload and share, but they were doing that
so fairly just like they do with YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube does take those things down, obviously, when they're brought to their attention. Mm-hmm. I suspect Mega Upload did as well, but Mega Upload didn't have the lawyers that YouTube has, so they came after Mega Upload and targeted them, and they arrested the Mega Upload's founder, that is Kim.com, a man who changed his name. So from whatever it was at birth to Kim, K-I-M, last name, .com, D-O-T-C-O-M. So that's actually his legal name.
I'm kind of surprised he didn't make his middle name Dot.
Yeah, I guess he didn't.
Oh, well.
For whatever reason. But news.bitcoin.com had an interview recently with Kim.com, and this is actually more about how Kim.com is weighing in behind Bitcoin Cash. Not so much an update on his current extraction status, because he's currently still awaiting a extradition from New Zealand, where he lives, to the United States to face charges of copyright violations, which is what they're charging him and his associates with for Mega Upload, in a raid that happened back in 2012. So he's literally been waiting for nearly a decade of his life, continuing to fight in court with God knows how many lawyers and how much money is being spent on these attorney's fees just to try to stop the extradition process.
Is he in jail?
Well, he is not, thankfully.
Well, the RIAA owns a lot of politicians, and they're not afraid to use them. The copyright, for example, was supposed to be quid pro quo.
And what do you mean by that?
The quid pro quo was what you gave in exchange for copyright is at the end of the copyright period, your stuff goes into the public domain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's like 75 years after your death. They've increased it over and over and over again to the point where, 99% that is copyrighted will not be out of copyright until long after it's completely worthless.
Is it probably because corporations don't die?
Well, that's another issue, but, even if it was, it started out being less than 20 years. Which,
really?
It was probably not a bad thing at that point. I still wouldn't be in favor of it, because there's no natural right to copyright.
Mm-hmm.
And the only purpose of government is to defend your rights, and there's certainly no natural right to patent. I mean, if you're a caveman in the state of nature and you decide to, and you and your neighbor both have digging sticks and, you sharpen your digging stick and it works better for you. Well, if your neighbor decides the next day to sharpen his digging stick, you don't have a right to go, club him over the head and make him stop. That's absurd.
So recently, news.bitcoin.com, which is a great site to go and get the latest headlines about cryptocurrency, chatted with Kim.com, the founder of now-defunct file hosting service Mega Upload and the creator of the content monetization application called K.im. which I had not heard of. Huh. The InternetEntrepreneur.com is a big believer when it comes to the crypto economy. And during the conversation was discussed subjects like Bitcoin Cash and the recent big tech censorship and how cryptocurrencies will forward financial freedom. He is, of course, a well-known internet entrepreneur and political activist that believes the crypto economy will continue to swell in value. And by the way, he's been saying this for years. I've followed him on Twitter, and he recently, I think it was in 2020, when Bitcoin price, you know, started to go up again, he pointed out, hey, I told you so, like, years ago. He sort of reposted a post where he said, buy Bitcoin, you know, in 2016 or something like that, and it was would have been a good thing to listen to back then. He was the CEO of the now-defunct file hosting platform Mega Upload, which was taken down by the U.S. government in 2012. But before the takedown, Mega Upload served 180 million registered members and had 50 million visits per day.
Wow.
Currently,
why is there something like that on the dark web now?
I suspect that there is, but there's on the normal web, there are things that sort of took the concept of Mega Upload to the next level, and I believe Kim.com was involved in founding one of them, Mega.nz, and so he founded another site, and then I believe he sold it off to some Chinese buyers or something like that. But the claim on that site is that the files, so it had like a certain amount of space, like Mega Upload offered, some number of gigabytes, and you could just sign up and get a free account and, you know, get that number of gigabytes. And if you wanted to upgrade, you could pay for an upgrade and get more gigabytes or whatever, terabytes or whatever you'd get. And the idea is that the company didn't have access to your files because they're all encrypted with your username and password as, like, the encryption hash or something like that on these these files. So ultimately, the problem with Mega Upload was there wasn't any encryption on Mega Upload. This was, you know, back before that was even something people paid attention to, and so all of the illegal files that people were uploading to Mega Upload were in the clear, so to speak. So Mega Upload did know what was on their system, or they could know if they went and they looked. Whereas this other site, Mega.nz, and again, I'm not endorsing it. I don't know if it's true what they say. Obviously, I don't know if it's probably not even open source. So it's just a claim.
Well, I mean, you can certainly accomplish that very reliably by just PGP encrypting your file before you ever send it to
a cloud.
And then you don't have to trust them.
That's true.
What is open source?
Open source is software that is sold with the, or not sold, software to which the source code is available. So basically, it's not only a program that your machine knows how to run, but you can read the set of instructions that make up the program and see what it really does for yourself.
If you're a programmer. I mean,
you have to know what it means, and it's going to be in a programming language, not in English. But
so, like, if you could read it, you could verify that it was really encrypted?
Yes. Yeah.
So .com is now working on a content monetization application called K.im, which will meld the benefits of cryptocurrency solutions and file hosting. Which we'll have to look into that and see what that's all about. Apparently.
Yeah, that sounds like maybe a more advanced IPFS kind of deal.
I don't know. It hasn't launched yet. It says here it's expected to launch in the fourth quarter of this year. .com has revealed the next generation content monetization app will see Bitcoin Cash integration. During the conversation, he spoke about a recent demand for digital assets and why Bitcoin Cash has a lot of upside potential and the recent big tech censorship. The question from Bitcoin.com was, while the global economy has been extremely gloomy, cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin have seen significant demand. Do you think cryptocurrencies will continue to shine in 2021? And .com said, what we've seen with the global economy because of the pandemic, in my mind, is really just the beginning of greater global distress of the economy and currencies, simply because governments are printing money to finance debt. In the U.S. alone, in 2020, over 30% of all the U.S. dollars in existence have been created during that year. It's just not sustainable. You cannot keep printing money to pay what is required.
Doesn't he understand modern monetary theory?
Yeah, I think he does understand
it. We can all make ourselves rich by just printing money. All they need to do is give every citizen a printing press, and he can print as much money as he wants to, and we can all be rich, rich, filthy rich, and lord it over. Oh, wait, who are we going to lord it over if everybody has as many? What are we going to spend it on if everybody has as many dollars as they want? Okay,
yeah,
never mind.
Work.
There's a hole in my plan.
Yeah, you don't have to think real hard about it to find the hole in that plan. But apparently a lot of people don't think real hard about it. Or at all. 603-283-6160. More on Kim.com weighing in on Bitcoin Cash and the future of money. It's Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce, and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
The LRN.FM social media channels have been revamped. We've eliminated Facebook and focused on other platforms like Twitter and Mastodon, the decentralized alternative to Twitter. On our accounts, you'll find posts from multiple LRN.FM show hosts together in one place. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.lrn.fm, or better yet, move to the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm, toot.lrn.fm. I think you'll like it.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Hey,
Live. The number is 603-283-6160. If you want to join us here, you can take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Bonnie.
And Nobody.
And coming up in the summertime, June 28th through July 4th, you'll want to join us at ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Mark your calendar now. Book your campsite, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Now, that's the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which on its own is a fine event. But ForkFest is decentralized, meaning that there is no ticket cost and there's no organizer, there's no official schedule. But what there is a bunch of liberty-minded folks hanging out at the same campground, and that means they will come up with things to do. From what I understand, the band FUD, which includes a couple of our co-hosts, is going to be playing again. They played the first musical show that ForkFest has ever had in its five-year history. This will be its fifth year coming up, and they're going to do another musical show, so we're going to have another live musical show from FUD. Free Talk Live, of course, will be broadcasting. We've heard now from the AnyPay boys that they're going to have a dome up for both weeks, both the Porcupine Freedom Festival and ForkFest this coming year, so they're actually looking to rent out their dome this year for the first time.
Oh, really?
Which is pretty interesting. Yeah, they're going to rent it out by the hour, apparently.
Well, if you're listening and you know some strippers, give me an email at nobody at electnobody.com, because I've got a use for that dome if I can find some dancers.
It's always strippers and prostitutes with nobody.
It's rarely strippers and prostitutes with nobody. That's why nobody is so grumpy. And one day, I hope it will always be strippers and prostitutes with nobody, because then nobody will be a happy, happy nobody, but it'll probably be no good on the air because I mostly rant.
ForkFest.party. You can go to learn more about the event there and connect with the ForkFest chat room on Telegram, where people have been arguing about all kinds of stuff. I think you've been in there talking to people over the last
days. Oh, yeah. I've been busting Mikey the Bigot's ball.
Yeah. He's a character. Check that out over at ForkFest.
Yeah, he's just a character from a bad movie.
He's one of those guys that acts differently in real life than he does online, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to find him and not buy anything from his tent.
Yep. Oh, he's easy to find.
Yeah. I actually buy stuff from his tent. I don't hate the guy. I like the guy, but some of his ideas are just, they're the kind of ideas that are so bad that you have to say something.
Say something, yeah.
You know, it's like if somebody starts bringing up communism, it's like, yeah, I gotta respond to that.
Do you think he's really as racist as he comes across, or is that just is that just trolling on the internet?
I think that, well, I hope that when he actually meets a person of another persuasion, he judges them as a person rather than as a category first, because, you know,
we can hope.
The problem with the category thing is it tends to be wrong in like 30% of the cases, which makes it mathematically worthless.
Yeah.
You know? And so the I say at least 30%, not because I think that's the maximum of nonsense in it, but because that's a sufficient number to make it mathematically worthless.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if normal is 50-50 and you know a statistical variance from that, but you only know the variance up to 30%, what you know is nothing more than you knew at 50-50.
I've always thought even racist jokes are, like, part of the problem, because you're just, like, making it normal to act like that.
I mean, I think they can be, or I think they cannot be. And the reason I say that is, like, my buddy Kirby, who is this guy I met through the show.
He calls in.
Yeah, he calls in regularly, and I've gotten to know him, like, in real life. And, like, he's black, and one of the things that I want to do with him when he gets up here is watch Blazing Saddles, which is chock full of racial jokes. But the reason is because he was saying that, you know, in the 70s, he could sit down with a white guy and watch Blazing Saddles, and they could both laugh their asses off it. And the reason is because there are racial jokes in there, but they're not made in a mean-spirited way. And there's a difference.
Well, there used to be a time when people could laugh at themselves, or people could laugh at their religion, or laugh at their color of their skin, or whatever.
But the thing is, you can. It also depends on how a joke is
delivered.
Yeah. You can see, you know, in the face and in the demeanor of somebody whether he thinks he's revealing some truth when he tells a joke. And, you know, and that's what I would call mean-spirited, is when they actually believe it's true. But when you're just riffing on the stereotype, then no, it should be cool for people to do that.
And I agree.
But it should be done without hate, and it's because it's been done with hate so much that it's become a sore spot,
I think. And stereotypes themselves can just be bad, though. Like, I don't think something that isn't 100% true of all people of a race is a stereotype, and then you're pushing that idea of that stigma.
The thing is, there are things that are good to know, you know? Like, there are cultural differences where I'm trying to think of one. I know there's a couple of things that you just don't do around Japanese people. Okay?
Like a hand signal or something.
But even that would be like people from a country. That's not people's race. That's just the way that the people who, the goons over that continent have created a land.
Well, but there's still stereotypes about people from certain countries or cultures. I mean, race or not.
Yeah, I mean, there's...
That's what people are conflating it with. They'll be like, if you make a Japanese culture joke, people are going to be thinking the people that look like Japanese people. I don't know, I just think it's just not funny. Like, why are stereotypes funny anymore? Like,
They're funny when they're funny. And that's the thing. It's like, but how... What's humor? You know, humor, to me, laughter is your reward for recognition of error. Okay? So, you know, it's generally just following a weird leap of logic, you know, a mistake where you can understand how the mistake was made.
Well, a lot of humor has a target. There's usually somebody who's the victim of the joke.
Yeah, there's a butt of pretty much every joke, because you know, as Michael Valentine Smith said in Stranger in a Strange Land, sometimes we laugh because otherwise we gotta cry.
603-283-6160 if you want to join the program here and share your thoughts on stereotypes or jokes, or we're gonna get back into cryptocurrency with Kim.com coming up, and your calls are also welcome. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Derek J. I don't want a politician to represent me. To me, government is the idea that one group of people can coerce everyone to comply with an edict or face increasing punishments up to and including death. Despite perhaps the most noble of intentions, the best government services are a far cry from what could be provided for by voluntary interaction. Besides, the people who call themselves the government wage wars and put peaceful people in jail for crimes involving no victims. If Starbucks used some of its money to drop bombs, I wouldn't shop there. So why would I support the American Empire? The Empire does not require my consent.
Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Watch it for free and order the Director's Cut DVD at VictimlessCrimeSpree.com. That's VictimlessCrimeSpree.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Duraki. Negotiations continue in Congress over the size of a COVID relief package, with President Biden telling House Democrats on Wednesday that he's willing to negotiate with Republicans, who are seeking a smaller package than his $1.9 trillion proposal. But many believe that a large relief bill is still needed. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says her state has been hit hard by the pandemic. The New York Democrat tells CNN that she believes GOP negotiators are unwilling to take the steps to meet the need of the suffering.
The reality of what's happening in my state is horrible. And so we need a generous and robust and bold package. We need something that actually adds to food stamps and to pandemic EBT, one that adds to housing, to healthcare workers, to job training. And that's what the Republicans are unwilling to do. They are willing to do money for vaccines, everyone is, but they're not willing to go the extra step to meet the need of the suffering.
This is USA Radio News. Less than a week away from former President Trump's impeachment trial, and his legal team is making their argument against the proceedings clear. They believe impeaching a president who's left office is unconstitutional. David Schoen joined the president's team several days ago and tells Fox News that there is no statute that gives the United States Senate standing to try a private citizen.
This Senate has absolutely no jurisdiction to conduct these proceedings. They're unlawful proceedings. The Constitution is quite clear on the issue. A number of scholars have debated the issue, but if you go to the language of the Constitution, it's clear that, and everyone knows, the impeachment proceeding is intended for the removal of office of a sitting officer. The impeachment occurred during, the impeachment occurs in the House, of course. That occurred while President Trump was president. But they held the articles until he was no longer president. Trial didn't begin. There's absolutely no jurisdiction in the Senate to try former President Trump than there is any other citizen in the country.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live, you dial in here, 603-283-6160 is our number. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Bonnie.
Nobody.
And you can bring up anything you want. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. More with Kim.com, the founder of Mega Upload, facing years in prison in the United States for so-called copyright crimes, quote-unquote crimes. But he's weighing in on the future of money and cryptocurrencies. We'll get a little bit more out of him in just a moment here.
And he's actually, I was very pleased by the way he put what he put, because, you know, as an economist, he was spot on.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I shudder when these celebrity guys talk about economics, even if they're on my side.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times they don't understand it very well. But, you know, what he said was absolutely spot on technically.
Yeah, I don't know if he would describe himself as a libertarian, but he sure has got it right on this issue. There's no doubt about that.
Well, and it's hard not to be a libertarian once you understand this issue, because, you know, when you understand the magnitude of the scam
of the money printing,
of printing money, and the theft, the wholesale theft.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
That they've made from the rest of the world.
It's the worst tax out there.
Henry Ford said that it is well that the people do not understand how the banking system of this country works, because if they did, I believe we would have a revolution before morning.
Yeah, that's a good one. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We got Anarcho-Republican. He wanted to weigh in on the discussion about stereotypes, racism, and jokes. Anarcho-Republican calling from Montana. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I disagree with the idea that stereotypes aren't funny. I think they are funny. I think the reason people laugh is because they are largely true. And when you talk about something being 30% true or 60% true, I think that's true in each person. I think if you look at whatever ethnicity you are and you say, well, how many of the stereotypes apply to me, you'll see that probably 60% apply to you. And that's why they're, you know, I mean, you should think about doing the opposite. Let me give you an example. You know, here's a joke. What's one of the shortest books I ever read? Black People I Met Yachting. Okay? Well, that's a joke, all right?
What?
Yachting. Now, if you,
Yachting,
as in being on a boat. Yachting.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the three shortest books. There's another, I forget the rest of them. Black Folks I Met Yachting. Okay, now if you made a joke about Black People
yachting. How many yachts you got?
It's only funny because it's true. There's not a lot of black people who yacht.
Why is that funny?
It's a fact. I mean, so it's a denial of the truth. And what comedy does is it's so important because the jester was the one person who could point to the king and say, you've got no clothes on.
What this wokey-doke stuff
is doing is it's denying that. And let me give you another example of something that's been talked about today. There's a editorial in the Washington Post where they're calling for a truth czar. They're calling for all the high-tech guys, you know, the...
Oh, yeah, that's terrifying. They're actually forming a ministry of truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, yes. So, I mean, this is the world we live in, and so comedy is the one thing that can change that. And if we turn comedy into nothing but, you know, they say Saturday Night Live stinks right now. Well, it stinks because the
They've
only
said
comedy
that for decades.
They know how to do is hatred.
It has stunk for decades.
Yeah, but I think it's not really comedy.
I think lots of Republicans try to turn, like, don't make racist jokes into me saying you shouldn't have the ability to say what you want to say. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, how is that funny? You're so old and it's not timely to make that yacht joke you just made. It's really dumb.
The joke I made was a dumb joke because the rest of it I probably would say.
You know, I'll bet you Michael Jackson had a yacht if he wanted one, certainly.
But was he black?
Well,
Michael Jackson was black.
I mean,
not at the end.
He faded with age.
I mean, in other words, no one makes jokes about the ballroom dancers that are, you know, I don't know, you know, Norwegian or something.
Now you've challenged me. I've got to figure out a joke about a Norwegian ballerina.
Yeah, you know, and you know what I'm saying. So, I mean, the reality is it is true. And it's just a denial of truth. I mean, when you live in a world that's just denying truth, I mean, it gets really exhausting.
Yeah, well, the thing
anyway,
is,
hey, guys,
things are
being
true
nice
until
to me tonight.
They're
you
not.
Guys, I'm one of your allies, okay? I'm not an enemy. I'm an ally.
Okay, yeah, I think nobody was trying to talk to you. Go ahead, nobody, you were saying? Things are either true or...
The thing is, there are some things like that you don't joke about, okay? You don't joke about a guy's mother, unless you know him well enough that you can, you know? Because there's some people that will completely snap over that. And so what I think is vital, and what I think is a healthy balance, is, you know, you don't joke with a Japanese person about atomic bombs. He might have lost family about it, you know?
You should know your audience.
You should know your audience, and you should be careful not to be a dick, you know?
Well, that's the thing.
So many people have been a successful
comedian and a non-successful comedian. But you know what? A lot of successful comedians were dicks.
Don Rickles is the best
part about it. So, no, I don't agree with what you're saying. I know what you're saying. There's good taste, and there's bad taste, and there's getting punched in the nose, and you deserve it.
Huh?
I get that. You know, I mean, when you say something about someone's mother, and you get punched in the nose, you deserve it.
I mean, I guess what I came up with, because I had to think about this problem in the abstract, because I'm looking at building, let me not say a militia unit, a cop block group, that is, it's designed, one of the important things about it is having it multiracial, because I want it to be able to go into a Black Lives Matter event or something like that without looking like counter-protesters, okay? But at the same, so I had to think about, in the abstract as a leader, what would I do if, you know, some guy in the unit threw out the N-word and got slugged for it. And so my policy ended up being, well, we're a fighting unit, and fighting units fight, and if they don't have anybody to fight, they fight each other. So you can say whatever you want, but if he takes you outside and whips you, I'm just going to laugh at you if what you said was, you know.
Thank you, anarcho-republican,
where's the whooping?
For your call here tonight. I mean, one thing's for sure, humor is something that everybody has a different tolerance for.
Yeah.
And you know, some people say it's too soon whenever some sort of tragedy happens. I'm one who believes it's never too soon. Crack the jokes.
See, I think there are times when it is too soon just because, even though the reaction of somebody who feels further injured is, it may be completely irrational, but I know that such people exist, and I try to love my fellow man, and so I try not to do something that's going to magnify somebody else's pain
but even if
their pain will be magnified through some logical error of those.
I get what you're saying, but now you're talking about
facts.
Okay, but now you're talking about reducing the amount of fun that you have and the amount of laughter you get because you're worried about what some snowflake's going to think.
Because
there's always going
to
be some snowflake.
If you
want
to go to funerals and crack jokes and laugh, you can do that.
Well, I get it. You have to know your audience. You want to go to a funeral.
And that's what I'm saying. Know your audience. Be kind and be careful. Because I told a joke to my mother in a restaurant once that contained the N-word. And she said, don't ever say that, because somebody walking by doesn't know you're telling a joke.
That's right. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. But I wouldn't say hold back on telling a good joke because somebody might get offended.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, kicking off the final segment here of this episode. No worries, we're always here every single night of the week. If you didn't get your call in tonight, it's not too late. You can still jump in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, you've got Ian,
Bonnie,
and Nobody.
Check out Nobody at electnobody.com for more of him. Actually, you can see him in the latest video that I posted on the Free Keen YouTube channel, where he is having it out with a phalanx of armed thugs. A bunch of state police officers. Actually, it was the three of us that went out there.
I busted their balls, didn't I?
Yeah.
You gave them a preaching to.
Yeah, you gave them a good sermon.
I gave them a sermon. Oh, I like it when I get them in the sermon mode.
And I hope some of them thought about what you had to say when they did go home at night, as you had invited them to do, and to think about whether they were.
I hope so, because nobody appreciates those guys.
The sermon's in the video.
It is. Nobody encouraged these goons to go home and think about whether they were on the right side or the wrong side.
Well, the thing is, the tragic figure in this, the whole soap opera that we call life, or one of the tragic figures, is the guy who became a cop because he wanted to help people.
Yeah, and now he's arresting a man for saying a few words to the cops. That's what our friend got arrested for on Sunday.
And some of those guys have not all of those guys are psychopaths. Some of them are just blind. Some of them just don't understand.
Some of them may understand, but they're afraid to quit their jobs or do anything about it.
Yeah, and that's...
Cowards.
I mean, that's the thing is, you know, some of them are salvageable, you know?
Okay.
And I believe in redemption.
I think so, too.
You know?
And I've always treated them as human beings and individuals, and I wouldn't say always, but after I moved here, I changed my viewpoint more than a decade ago.
Yeah, see, I go back and forth. I go through cycles of anger with them, you know, especially because... You know, being involved with Cop Block and reading, you know, Police the Police and the Free Thought Project, you know, every day I'm seeing a new atrocity
Oh, yeah.
that was carried out And so it's...
It can be hard to stay calm in a situation like that, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and sometimes I run my mouth more. But, you know, if somebody said to me, look, I'm a cop and I don't think I should be anymore, you know, will you listen to my story? I would be like, yeah, of course I'll listen to your story. Yeah. And, you know, I'm a pope, so I have to do that. Even if somebody does something reprehensible, you have to be able to tell it to somebody.
Yep.
If you can't tell the pope, who can you tell?
Check out the video at freekeen.com.
I mean, it's not the other pope. He's scary.
It's the latest video on the Freekeen YouTube channel as well. So if you want to see what happened in front of the governor's house on Sunday, which involved the three of us and about 15 other people and then like 20-plus cops, you can see the video for yourself at freekeen.com. So back to the story here from Bitcoin.com's news site, news.bitcoin.com. We're interviewing Kim.com. He's the founder of Mega Upload, and he is now backing Bitcoin Cash. He's talking about the devaluation of the fiat monies, and especially the U.S. dollar going on. He says, quote, I think there's a significant devaluation of the U.S. dollar happening, and that is driving the demand for cryptocurrencies. Digital currencies are now seen to be more stable than fiat currencies. If that trend continues, which I think it will, it's going to accelerate the devaluation of fiat currencies, therefore causing significant disturbances in the markets as well.
See, that's crazy that people would regard cryptocurrencies as stable. I mean, my God, they've taken off faster than any other investment. There is nothing that has returned the return on investment that Bitcoin has. That's not stable. That's rocketing upward.
Well, by comparison to fiat currencies that are going
which
down,
which is rocketing downwards
down.
By definition, at exactly the same rate.
I don't know if it's exactly the same, but
well, it is because one is the inverse of the other. The upward change in Bitcoin is a downward change in dollars.
There's more factors into why Bitcoin is becoming popular than just the fact that fiat is being printed, but that's certainly a factor.
Well, I mean, it's not just the increase in the fiat, it's that the increase in the fiat has made the whole system a bad deal for
sure.
Investors, and they want to be someplace else. So, yeah, it can go to infinity. The dollar can go to zero.
Bitcoin.com.
For all we care.
Indeed.
And it technically can, and probably eventually will, except for collectors.
Bitcoin.com said, recently you said Bitcoin Cash has a great upside potential and is currently undervalued. Can you tell our readers why you think this is the case? Kim.com says, there are a couple of factors. One factor is that Bitcoin Cash, BCH, already does around 10% of the transaction volume that Bitcoin BTC does. But BCH is only valued at 1% of the current valuation of Bitcoin. So Bitcoin Cash is 1% of a Bitcoin. So that's a little bit of a discrepancy there. It's a very simple way to understand why it's undervalued. Another reason is that Bitcoin Cash, unlike Bitcoin, is electronic cash, where Bitcoin wants to be electronic gold. Bitcoin is not really...
And Bitcoin will never be electronic gold. That's nonsense. What are you going to make out of Bitcoin? A necklace?
Bitcoin is not really, he says, what you use to pay for things online. If you go and buy an Apple and transaction fees cost more than the fruit, that's not a viable electronic cash solution. And he's absolutely right
about
that. Thank
you. Yes, thank you for telling the truth on that. I am so sick of people shilling BTC when anybody who knows anything about crypto knows that it's transactions that you're paying for. And if you can't make transactions with it, it's not gold, it's static electricity. Okay, what are you going to do with it?
I sent a Bitcoin BTC transaction today for just under $19 from an exchange. It was insane.
There's only one way I'll accept BCC, and
BTC?
That is if BTC, and that is if you send it to my exchange account.
Mm-hmm. So you can
and
trade it right away.
And the reason is because I won't pay a fee on it to move it somewhere else. If for some reason you have to send it to me and I'm going to have to send it to the exchange, I'm going to charge you an extra $25 because I don't have time to look up what it is at the moment.
Now when you look at the transactions, this is again Kim.com continuing to say, now when you look at the transaction volume potential for Bitcoin Cash, it's significantly higher than that of Bitcoin because of the parameters of Bitcoin Cash. It has very low fees currently on txstreet.com. You can look at the fees there. It says the average media fee or median fee for a Bitcoin Cash transaction is looks like 0.1% of a of or one tenth of a cent rather per transaction. He says
So if one coin can do a transaction at a fraction of a penny, and another coin costs $10 to do the same transaction.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's not electronic gold. That's garbage. That's absolute garbage.
And when the market figures that out.
Well, the market will figure that out. You know, I really think that the price differential of Bitcoin versus the other coins is just because it's being pumped by the Federal Reserve and her minions.
He says you don't have that with BTC, so Bitcoin Cash is likely to take a more significant share of daily real-life transactional volume. That's where the upside potential lies, and that's why I think Bitcoin Cash is undervalued. Bitcoin.com asks, you said the other day you plan to make Bitcoin Cash the leading electronic cash solution in the world, and you plan to help accelerate the use of Bitcoin Cash. How do you plan to do that? He says, so global credit card transactions are about 1.01 billion per day. I think that Bitcoin Cash in the next 10 years will be able to compete with that. More and more vendors are accepting Bitcoin Cash at their point of sale, and we are going to accelerate that with partnerships, getting big retail chains to accept Bitcoin Cash like grocery markets and really anything that does big volumes of transactions. Then, of course, online transactions, as well as nothing works better and smoother than Bitcoin Cash. It's already a proven system with over 100,000 vendors that have implemented it. So you can see there's a demand for a solution that's cheaper and better than traditional credit cards. And I hope he's right. I mean, I hope that he, it sounds like he's really getting behind this. And with Kim.com, you know, I mean, he's just one guy, but he's a fairly wealthy man. And he, you know, some people pay attention to what he has to say. So if he's backing Bitcoin Cash, I think that bodes well for its future. And more people who are serious about using cryptocurrency as money should look at Bitcoin Cash. They should also look at Dash. Dash is another transactional cryptocurrency. It's called digital cash. That's what Dash stands for. And it's basically, it was doing what Bitcoin Cash is doing before Bitcoin Cash even existed. So it's worth a look at as well.
Does it have tokens on it, though?
No, it doesn't.
So it doesn't do what Bitcoin Cash does.
No.
I still think Bitcoin, I'm going to come out and say it, Bitcoin Cash is the real Bitcoin. Bitcoin is not Bitcoin. It is not Satoshi's vision. And Bitcoin Satoshi's vision certainly isn't Satoshi's version.
Out of time.
Because he didn't see it being led by a communist.
Oh, that's SV.
Anyone who wants to respond to him will have to call tomorrow night. We'll see you then. FreeTalkLive.com. Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time.
That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.